Hey, everybody. Whoa, hey, what's going on? Something's wrong with this. What's going on with this? Oh. You know, you're gone for a weekend. You haven't done one of these in a while. And before you know it, everything's broken. Hold on a second. Okay. All right, we're good. Well, hello there, and welcome to the post-nerd-tacular 2014 episode of The Diary of a Cartoonist. D-O-A-C. Not Dark Age of Camelot. Which apparently is still going. I saw the other day. Used to be a big fan of that there game. Anyway, hope you're all doing well. My voice is still a little bit janked from the event. It's lower and more, I don't know, crusty than it was, say, a week ago. And here's the honest truth. I wish it would stay. It's not going to. But I wish it would. It'll be no time before I'm back to my normal high-pitched crusty self. Although, you know, I do pretty good in the morning, and then you give it a day, and then by the end of the day, when I do evening shows, whenever those happen, I tend to be all raspy and sort of, I don't know, I sound like an old guy. But this I could get used to. Anyway, hey, so what's going on? I feel like I've already spilled my guts on other shows about, especially TMS, about how much this year's Nerdtacular meant to me and how rad and epic it was. It was super awesome. Gotta say, better than I expected. I was way, way, way stressed out last year. Although we had a really great year and everybody had a good time, I was feeling overburdened by the stress of it. And it was really important this year for me and for the rest of my planning committee that we try to not have that be that way. And I don't know what happened there, but we must have hit all the right buttons and I didn't feel that way at all. In fact, pretty close to as stress-free as you can kind of get with an event like this. So I think it was because I had great help, as always, and we're really getting good at it. But also, just, I don't know, everybody was rad, and there were, you know, the breaking up of the three podcast panel slash tracks, you know, really alleviated a lot for a lot of people, not just me. And we just had a great turnout and we had amazing producers and people there that people wanted to see and meet. Like, I don't know, just on the whole, it was, just felt a little bit of magic injected in there. Just a little burp, little magic right up the hoo-ha, right? So I got nothing to complain about. We really had a fun time. And I hope everybody that came also had a good time. But I will say there's this one part of this I don't get used to, and that is, like, if I'm on stage, and I think I've talked about this before, but I brought my family up and thanked them and stuff, and then you guys who were there just all stood up and did this huge standing ovation and wouldn't sit down and all that kind of bizwax, and that was great, and it's super, you know, confirming that all this is good and everything and everyone's happy with it. But it does have this weird side effect of me not feeling like it's real, like it's not actually happening. And I promise you, this is not false modesty. This is really just a very surreal experience to the point that it doesn't feel like I'm supposed to be standing there in the middle of it. And that's always kind of been the case. And I don't really know how to explain it or have it not feel that way or come to grips with it or whatever. It's just a very odd feeling. I don't know. Not sure I'll ever get used to it. I know some people crave it. Some people live for it. Some people won't stop till they have it. But when you get it, I just feel like it's, you go one of two ways. You either can't deal with it when it's not there, or you're like me, where you're kind of like, whoa, this is weird. You're a little out of your element. I feel like that's how it'll always be for me. I don't know. It isn't that I don't appreciate it. Obviously, I do. But I just, I don't know. There's something about it that is just so unbelievably loud and kind of not unrealistic. What's the word I'm looking for? Surrealistic, maybe? That it's hard for me to see it, you know, for what it is. Hey, but that's just me. You know, I'll work it out. We'll figure it out. So many good people there, though. Man, psh, what a fun time. Just good to see old friends. Good to see people I work with all the time. You know, we have to work virtually from distances in many cases, most cases. But when you get us all in the same room, it just feels right. Feels like the right people, the right time, the right place. And, yeah, I mean, we don't even know till fall most years when Nerdtacular will be or if we're going to have one again or, you know, all the questions aren't answered till probably September, October. And this year will probably be no different. You know, we won't really have anything hardcore in place until then, which is fine. You know, we're not in the business of rushing things. I don't think, at least I don't think we should be. And it is nice, the week following is, one of my goals is to try to find some downtime and chill out a little bit. But there's so much going on right now in my life on all fronts, work front, home front, all the fronts. And it's difficult this year to not, or this year to chill. I seem to find much time to chill. Summers are like that around here. Kids are super busy with stuff, camps, extracurricular things they do in the summer, family get-togethers, reunions, visits, blah, blah, blah. You know, there's never really any time for me to go just chill by a pool, I feel like. Used to be more time for that, but it doesn't really exist again. And I probably shouldn't poo-poo this much because there will come a day when there's only time for that, right? You get real old, you know, imagine a guy in his 60s or something who's just, that's all you do is figure out what pool you're going to sit by next. So I'm not sure I want to hurry that to that. I've got a long ways to go, but I'm in no rush, I guess, to get there. But yeah, I mean, in about a week or a week and a half or something, I turn the ripe, oh gosh, I don't even like saying the number, but the ripe age of 45, man. 40 freaking 5. It was but 10 years ago. I thought 35 was old. I was wrong. I remember 10 years before that thinking 25 was old. Turns out that was also wrong. Now, when I was 15, I didn't think that was old. If you go back another 10. Oh, 15, man. Got a son who's almost 15. Daughter who's 17 and another daughter who just turned 20. The hell? Ooh, wow. When did that happen? When did that all go by me? I admit I'm an ageist. I have been my whole life. I have fought getting older and continue to do so. I do not desire its effects nor its stigma. Everything I seem to do professionally is in the face of it, right? I mean, who am I kidding? The maturity, the natural maturity of somebody as they get older helps me maintain what I'm doing, which is to stay in my nerdy, youthful state. You know, this last year I lost a bunch of weight, 50 pounds, maybe a little more now, to get back to my, you know, early 20s, really, weight-wise. And I'm there already. I'm already there. And if I stay there, that's good. I do not want to go up again. And I won't. I don't see any reason to go up again. I don't have any desire, temptation. I'm good. I crave the healthier things now. I pick a salad over other stuff on purpose, not because I have to. Because I like it better. Isn't that weird? Didn't expect that. But, you know, things are in place to be healthy and do all I can and, you know, that stupid diverticulitis notwithstanding, as long as it stays at bay, I should be fine. And part of what will keep it at bay is eating right. So, you know, eating less and eating well really are the two keys there, unless there's some other medical reason why it goes bad again. But I have no reason to suspect that or expect that to happen. Bottom line from the Johnson point of view perspective is, you know, worked hard to stay young, but time keeps on ticking into the future. Who sings that? Time keeps on ticking. I can't remember. Anyway, it's true though. Those are true words. Those lyrics are true. And it ain't waiting for nobody. You know, if you're 13 to 20, you think it's all holding still, like you're just fine, right? Like you're not aging at the same rate some old man is or some old lady, but you are. It's the same. They just did your bit a long time ago is all. You're doing the same bit they did. Look at it this way. In 100 years from now, everybody's dead that you know. Anyone who's alive right now, save it be one or two babies out of millions, will be dead in 100 years. All your friends, all your family, all the children in your neighborhood, all the old people up the road, everybody you buy stuff from at stores, the doctor you visit, the dentist you just saw, the mailman that brought you your package, the nice lady up the road who walks her dogs every day, all the fish in the lake, everybody's dog, all the birds. If somebody owns a giant sea turtle, maybe, just maybe, it outlives all of us. I mean, think about that. It's a complete refresh of the system. I mean, not entirely, because it's not like this all happens at once and then we're done. People are born and then there's more and then more and, you know, young people are born every day. So, but this snapshot of your life right now and everyone in it, every president, every leader of every country, anybody in public office, anybody in a position of importance, everybody standing on 2 feet on this planet, standing or not, gone in 100 years. All of them. Nobody makes it through. Except maybe a couple of babies, right? Oh, man, think about that. It's crazy. How important did everybody 100 years ago think they were? How important do you think those guys thought they were at the time? You know? I bet they thought they were pretty hot stuff. They were going to be around forever. But they're not. They aren't. They're gone. And the 100 years before that or the 100 years before that, think about it. It's intense. And a little morbid. So I'm going to move off this topic now. Topic. I'm going to move off this topic. So we saved another bird. If you were at Nerdtacular or heard the live stream, you heard me tell a story where I accidentally ran over a stranded bird in front of my daughter who was trying to save it, and I didn't mean to. It's a long story. Go listen to TMS, the morning stream from the live Friday Nerdtacular episodes up on the feed now if you want to hear the whole story. It's very early, too, so you can skip everything else. If you don't like that show, just hear that. The point is, my daughter and her niece, her cousin, found another bird who fell out of a tree, and we are currently nursing it to life. And by nursing it, I mean feeding it and having it poo every 5 seconds or so. That bird is a poo factory. It is something to behold, man. I mean, part of the problem, we talked to a couple experts and they said, yeah, you can feed him small bits of fruit and then lots of worms. So we bought him some worms and he loves the worms. He also likes fruit. And when he eats the fruit, he basically gives birth to fruit every 10 minutes. It goes right through him. So we don't do a lot of that. It's mostly worms. Anyway, we hope he takes flight soon because I'm tired of having a giant bin in the house with a bird and a ton of bird crap in it. And I'm all for saving these animals, but come on now. It's a little over the top, if you know what I'm saying. Even as birds go. So I feel like I'm meandering a bit on this episode. I don't mean to be, but I'm a little worn out. I'm a little pooped. Also having some interesting, speaking of medical health, some interesting side effects from, you know, since January on and off fighting this stupid gut thing. And it's a weird paradoxical thing where it's not the actual condition causing it. It's the constant sort of favoring of the general core area and me, you know, cramping a lot and kind of being tense about how my guts are being has led me to have a lot of muscle ache and pain and sort of strain abdominally and in my back and stuff. That's annoying. That's just real annoying. You know, because I can tell it's just from like being too careful and tensing up a lot. And that has just caused a lot of fatigue there. And that means a lot of aches and pains and cramps sometimes. They've got nothing to do with the problem, just they're there and they just hurt and it's annoying and, you know, whatever. Nerdtacular was, I had a few moments of like, what is going on? Like a major pinch in my side kind of stuff. But I got over that. Losing my voice again. And I got to say, back to the N14 thing, I got to say, coming back, I'm supercharged right now for cool new projects. And I don't mean I'm going to launch a bunch of new shows and then, you know, not have time to do them. I think I'm pretty full up there. But I've got art projects I want to get out and be done with that I've been putting off for years. You know, real creative stuff that I've just been sitting on. And I think now's the time to get going. Not that I wasn't before, but you get so overwhelmed with so many tasks you have to try to get yourself through every day. And it's obnoxious. And I'd rather really rather not have so many. But then again, some of them are important to have. Some of them aren't. Some I'm trying to kick things off after this weekend with a renewed effort to delegate more to people who either can take the work that I can't do or they're willing to help with some of it or whatever. There's so many volunteers and internee types that want to help that I need to rely on them more because they're willing. And, you know, put my focus back on the stuff that's gonna matter the most for my time. Because I would really like between now and 2015 to be super productive and have a lot of output, a lot of creative output. If anything, this time keeps on ticking thing has taught me this whole, my birthday's hurling at me at lightning speed with that big 4 or 5 looming, is that I don't need to slow down. I need to freaking kick it up and put out, I need to just get to my best business, you know, get my best work out there. And that means dumping things that aren't working, you know, or things that aren't either generating income or enough creative output that it's as interesting to me as another project, if that makes sense. Now, that doesn't mean I'm just going to start slashing things willy-nilly, but I don't know. There's probably one or two things that need some trimming. I can think of one now that I don't want to mention because people will just get mad. Probably a small vocal minority of people, but people nonetheless. I do not desire to get a bunch of emails tonight about that, so I'm not going to say it here. But anyway, there's some things, some stuff, some trimming, you know? Some excess, not baggage. It's like your closet, you know, like my closet. Let's use a real example. When I lost 50 pounds, suddenly all these big fat shirts I used to wear don't fit me anymore. I look baggy and dumb in them. I look like blankets. I guess not that bad, but I used to wear a lot of XX, you know, double X shirts, t-shirts and stuff. And I now wear an XL, almost a large. I'm like, I'm getting to the point where I might wear a large again. And that's just for height, really. But I'm definitely thin enough now to wear those and look fine. And I've had to make this hard choice of just chucking all these great old shirts or things that I don't need anymore, taking them to Goodwill or the DI, we call it here locally. They have Goodwills here too, but you know what I mean? Donating them. That's hard. Pants too. I got a bunch of jeans that don't fit me anymore. Getting down to I was a 40, size 40 a year ago. I'm down to a 32, I guess. And that feels, I have to wear a belt with those. So Yeah, I don't like doing that because it's expensive, man. Clothes are expensive. It's also motivating never to have to go big again because then I don't have to buy any more big clothes, right? I like to stay where I'm at. But anyway, sometimes you got to do that with life or with business or with podcasting and comics, you know? Sometimes you got to trim the fat. You got to find what doesn't fit anymore and pull the nostalgia out of it, out of the equation, and make logical, smart decisions. Put on your Spock ears and don't get emotional about it. Easy for me to say, but a little harder for me to do. Anyway, that's the state of things. There's a lot going on, and keeping on. Bip, bip. See if I can say keep more times. Jeez. We'll have a new episode of this soon. If you have a question, a thought, a comment, a rebuttal, anything, whatever you want, you can send it here to the diary. You can email me, scott@frogpants.com is the email address. I'm happy to take those and to talk about what you ask. You guys don't do it enough, though. I don't know what you're afraid of. I get emails by the tons for everything else. This show has good numbers, so I know you're out there. But that was a weird noise. Did you guys hear that? Anyway. I don't know if you heard that or not. But anyway, participate. It's okay. This is a personal conversation. You want to call me out? You want to find out what my favorite chewing gum is? You want to discuss the finer things of life? You want to discuss the lesser things of life? Whatever, man. I'm in. I'm all in. So email me, scott@frogpants.com. We'll be back for another diary soon. If you guys can wait for it, just sit on your hands. It's fine. I'll be back soon, okay? Probably less than a week. Think of it that way. Yeah, that's pretty frequent. All right. Keep your hands out of the cookie jar. Pet your dog. Tell grandma she still got it. And pick Target over Walmart. All right. We'll talk to you guys later.